Palmetto Mornings on WRAL. You better promise me I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get me back in time.
8:49 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
And our good friend Lori. How do you say this?
Helms.
There you go.
Yes.
Good job, Patty.
I'm multitasking over here. I'm like, this is like I'm having flashbacks of being in school and getting called on.
What?
It's a quiz show.
Lori Helms from Rock Hill Parks, Rec, and Tourism is joining us. She stops by about once a month to fill up our social calendar, and we have got a thick couple of flyers here, so we're gonna have a big social calendar.
Absolutely. We're starting with summer camp. It's, you know, time to get registered for that if you have not done that already. And we have some opportunities that we already have available. Others will be coming along. Usually we don't get one of our sports camps until a little bit later because some of those leagues are still in season right now. So I'll be back to share when we have that. Some of the other athletic leagues. So we'll get you caught up on that. But what I have today, Fuel Park Explorers. This is one that we've done for a couple of years now. So this is a just a morning camp for ages 9 to 12, 8:30 to noon in the mornings, and it's $50 per person. Takes place on the grounds at beautiful Fuel Park, one of our four recreation centers, and this will involve some various activities, including some outdoor time, and we've got session dates. They're 3-day sessions, so it's not a long commitment, but gives you something nice for the kids to do. Session one is June 14th through 16th. That is called Forest Week. The next session is June 28th through 30th, which is Cave Week. There's also a little bit later a Lake Week and an Adventure Week. So we kind of have a learning focus or theme for those days, and then some activities related to that. Each of those sessions will have some sort of really special adventure activity, either paddling, climbing, or cycling. Mm. So that should be a lot of fun. So,
and then we've got art camp.
Yeah, this is also at Fuel Park. Fuel Park is one of our locations where a lot of art programming takes place. So this is one particularly for kids. This takes place June 20th through 24th. It's a week long for ages 5 to 8 years old. They have one session, a morning session, and then 9-year to 12-year olds have an afternoon session. It's each of those are 2 hours, and kids are going to learn how to work with acrylics, watercolor, textiles, and creating art. The cost for that is $150, but it does include your supplies, art supplies. So you can find out about that and Fuel Park Explorers, our other camps, at our website, cityofrockhill.com/PRT.
Love it.
Let your kids design all the art in your house. Get it framed and matted, and it's a one-of-a-kind and
priceless.
An original.
A friend recently told me that she has so much pottery pieces in her house that her kids' boys made. They don't tend to want to give it to grandparents and such. So mom and dad have quite a plentiful supply, I have heard. So I thought that was cute.
That is very cute.
We can all relate to that.
Yes, we can.
Our full summer camp, Emmett Scott Fun in the Sun Camp, I believe still has some openings. So that's an 8-week program. It is $600, which is a great value.
That is really good.
I know. And what we're going to do is we're going to keep kids ages 6 to 11 busy with arts and crafts, swimming, sports activities. They try to do a field trip once a week. So that's a lot of fun, especially for, you know, kids that need to have that time and attention while mom and dad are at work or whatever. So
keep them busy. Yeah. Keep them learning.
Absolutely.
Building memories, making friends.
An environment, for sure.
Absolutely. And like I said, we will have some other camp news to share in the next few weeks, so stay tuned for that. But want to talk about an event we have coming back again. We had it last year. This is Bark at the Park. This will be June 11th from 10 to 1, and this will be at Emmett Scott Center. And we just had a great time last year, kind of coming out of the pandemic there with some outdoor activities, and had a lot of folks come out. So we will have pet vendors there with information, with pet adoption services, with pet medication, medical services there. We will also have other vendors that are maybe not pet related, so lots of things to check out. But bring your pets
and dress them up.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting to the good part there, because we will have a paw parade walk. So there's a little parade of pets. And it looks like we're having a superhero theme. So, get the little capes and the masks or whatever for your pet. And we have contests. So we have cutest dog, the unique, not ugly dog.
I'm glad that you clarified.
That's politically correct, I think, isn't it?
Yes, you do not want to, insult any of the unique beauty.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Don't interpret that as anything other than what it is, unique.
That's right. But it's fun for you and your pet, June 11th.
Went to that last year with our dog Annie and had an blast. It was great, great, great. A lot of fun
you
there.
Did.
Lori Helms is with Rock Hill PRT. Follow Rock Hill PRT on social media and on the website. My goodness, you will, and sign up for alerts and newsletters. You will get lots of good stuff, fun stuff that's happening right here in your own zip code. Lori, thank you so much, friend.